This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my good colleague, Bill Rajo, of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. It's the Long War Journal. Looking at the region around Iran following the missile barrage and drone barrage on Israel, opening up a new war in the Middle East between very well-armed and extremely careful adversaries. What does this do to the region? And Bill and I discussed the neighboring sovereign states, and then we turn to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Bill Rajo on how ISIS has responded so far, how ISIS relates to Tehran, how Tehran relates to the 8 training camps reported in Afghanistan for Al-Qaeda operatives. Bill Rajo, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, on Al-Qaeda and Tehran following the missile barrage on Israel. More of this later.
I don't expect Al-Qaeda to comment on Iranian attacks on Israel, because one of the things, given that Al-Qaeda's top leadership, many live in Iran or they transit from Afghanistan to back and forth to and from Iran. You know, this is a sensitive issue, the relationship between Al-Qaeda and Iran. And Al-Qaeda does not like to bring up the fact that there's a relationship or even mention Iran in various ways. There's a special deal. This was disclosed by the Treasury Department well over a decade ago that Iran allows Al-Qaeda leaders to harbor inside of Afghanistan, and top leaders of Al-Qaeda, the current leader of Al-Qaeda, Saif al-Adel, is believed to be living in Iran at this moment. So Iran allows it to do that in exchange for Al-Qaeda not launching attacks against Iranian interests inside of Iran or in key facilities. And that relationship has held up very well. It's allowed Al-Qaeda's leadership to survive and thrive. The Islamic State, you know, it's in a tough position as well. In a way, both organizations, you know, they don't want to side with Iran publicly, particularly the Islamic State, which, you know, publicly is virulently against the Iranian mission, but they also don't want to side with Israel. They don't want. So it's really tough for these groups to calibrate their messaging when it comes to the conflict between Iran and Israel.